Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Decades after the height of the measles epidemic, we continue to learn about its complications. One deadly result is more common than we assumed.
It's called SSPE, which stands for sclerosing pancephalitis. It can show up a decade after a measles infection and recovery. It's also more prevalent in those who got measles when they were younger than 2 years old.
With SSPE, the virus persistently affects the brain. At first, the symptoms are subtle, involving mild mental deterioration, such as forgetfulness.
But then motor functions are affected, where the arms or legs or even head make jerking movements. Seizures occur and some people become blind. In the advanced stages, people can't walk because their muscles stiffen or spasm.
Eventually, they go into a coma and die within 1 to 3 years. There's no cure. The assumption was that 1 in 100,000 measles patients develop SSPE. But new analysis suggests the number goes up to 1 in 1,400 in kids who get measles before age 5.
Those infected before they turn 1 see their risk jump to 1 in 600. This highlights the importance of timely vaccination.
However, since the first dose of measles vaccine is given when children are 12 to 15 months old, babies under 1 are susceptible. They depend on others being vaccinated for protection, something called herd immunity.
Herd immunity is effective for measles only if 83 to 94% of the population is vaccinated. In the U.S., we're at 91%. Talk about vaccination with others to maintain this vitally important protection for our communities.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.